And we're back, the second Outdoor Report of the Hour, with President Andy Allen from the South Shore Fishing Association. Andy, thanks for hanging around.
Well, thanks for having me, Adam.
I appreciate you coming in and telling us about some very cool events you got coming up, including this Saturday. Let's kind of wrap up our discussion here now about the Kids and Family Fishing Day out at Lake Inland. No cost.
Yep, free of cost. It's the fishing, we're going to have it start around 11 a.m. Elk will be serving the food about 12:30, and the Raptor Center will be there about 1. Then I'll do the raffles for gift certificates to Donkers and a few other of our corporate sponsors after. So we're looking to wrap up around 2, 2:30, and then the pond is open to fish year-round.
Anybody can bring kids out there, right?
That's correct. It's open to the public, and anyone's welcome.
It's absolutely free. So get out to Lake Inland this weekend, starting about 11 o'clock on Saturday, until about 2 o'clock, roughly. Do some fishing and eat some food. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other events you got coming up here, because I don't think folks realize you guys are the ones behind the big fishing tournament and the Veterans Fishing Day in the fall.
That's correct. Yeah, our board members and we have a committee for our Vets Fishing Day and our fall tournament are two biggest events. The fall tournament's in conjunction with the Harbor Fest in Marquette. It happens the Saturday, the 26th, I believe. It's a great event. Pulls in a lot of boats from different parts of the area. And we do a live fish release, which is really neat for the people to see, where you can see live fish being weighed and swam around in a tank and being released back into Lake Superior. So it's another draw for the crowd.
It is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a multi-tank system and a tube that they swim back out when you release them to go back into the lake. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is very cool.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens at the tournament itself. Obviously, everything gets started early in the morning, but what time is the weigh-in for folks to maybe make a plan?
The weigh-in would start at 3 p.m. At the Harbor Fest. We actually started last year a women and children's tournament, which happens Friday before, and that's turned into a large draw also. It's the same tournament cost. You're included with both tournaments, and it's bringing in a lot more people and a bigger variety of people, which is very positive.
So basically what you're saying is if you're getting in on the big day on Saturday, the 26th of August, you can actually have another team with women and kids on Friday for free?
That's correct, yeah. We can use it for a pre-fishing and a more of a draw for people. And the women and kids really like it because they have to reel in the fish and they're actually winning the tournaments and there's more money to be won. So it's a great deal with more aspects to win and pre-fishing for the tournament.
Let's talk quickly about the Veterans Fishing Day, which is near and dear to my heart and a lot of folks.
Yep.
That comes up a week or two later, right?
Yep, that's the weekend after Labor Day, which falls on Sunday the 10th this year. It's a great event. We take up to 120 vets. We're going for 120 this year as long as we have enough capacity in boats. Then we do a boat parade, which is a huge draw for the public, down on the Lower Harbor Wall.
In Marquette.
Not the break wall, but the next to the Matson's Lower Harbor Park.
Mm-hmm.
And all the vets are on separate boats, and we play music, the themes for all the different services. And it's really almost a tearful event where they're really taken back by the generosity and the appreciation from the crowd.
So that is the parade. The boat parade is after they go fishing.
Yeah, that's it starts at 1 p.m.
Okay. Do you still need boat captains?
I do, yeah. I have a post on UP Angler and Facebook, and I have a phone number you can contact me. It's 906-360-3252. Any of those ways will get you on a list, and any help is greatly appreciated.
360-3252. Give Andy a call if you have a boat and you're willing to take veterans out on Lake Superior. That would be September the 10th, a Sunday for Veterans Fishing Day. It's a very, very cool event. Andy, thank you so much, and best of luck this weekend with the Kids and Family Fishing Day at Lake Inland.
Great, Adam. Thanks, sir. Appreciate you having me.
This is The Outdoor Show.